From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year marks 50 years since the creation of the Sawtooth Recreation Area. It was created in 1972 by an act of Congress, and at that time, Idaho's congressional delegation decided against seeking a national park designation. And more than a half a century later, there is still mixed feelings about this area. So joining us to talk more are Rocky Barker, special correspondent for the Idaho Statesman, and an Andrus Center board member, as well as Ian Stevenson, current Idaho Statesman reporter. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Gemma.
Rocky, give us a brief history of the Sawtooth Recreation Area.
So the area came into being when there were hearings in the late 60s, early 70s about turning the area. Actually, if you go all the way back, people have talked about making the area a national park all the way back to the Bora period. And then in around 1970, the Senate started holding hearings about it. Then there got to be some pushback about a national park. So instead they came up with, and this was a very great bipartisan effort by Idaho's delegation, they came up with this national recreation area idea that still allowed the ranchers to continue to operate and actually celebrated the pastoral lifestyle that took place in the area, along with such things as the salmon, the scenic values, and all of that. And that passed as a law in 1972. In part, it also stopped the mining up in the White Clouds around Castle Peak.
And Ian, you recently wrote an article about resolutions that some cities are seeking to commemorate the Sawtooth anniversary. Tell us about that and why they're seeking these resolutions.
Sure, Gemma. So I think to a lot of communities that are situated around the Sawtooth National Recreation Area, or the SNRA as it's known, like the town of Stanley, Sun Valley, Blaine County, the commissioners of Blaine County, Blaine County includes some of the SNRA. I think a lot of those local municipalities and areas have seen a lot of economic benefit and ecological benefit and other benefits that have come from having the federal protections in this land over the last half century. And I think they've seen real value to the work that the Forest Service has done to manage the land in partnership with those local communities. And they've seen benefits to their residents. And they feel that they wanted to commemorate that as we come up on the anniversary this summer.
But Rocky, therein lies the issue, right? Because part of the issue that some folks have is that this is managed by the federal government.
That's right. And that's been, you know, I've been covering for the last decade efforts by Idaho legislators to actually try to take over the federal lands and put them under state management, an idea that never goes anywhere because the cost of doing that would be astronomical. Just think about like fighting fires. But the thing that I think this legislature really ignored, not just the fact that this was a bipartisan compromise, but in 1971, the legislature actually did a resolution saying, please do this instead of doing a national park. And so it wasn't like we weren't going to protect this or we were going to let the state do it. I think most people realize that had we done nothing, that valley today would be just filled up with ticky-tacky subdivisions.
Mm. And in fact, Ian, in the article you recently wrote, you did talk about what happened just this year in the state house, where legislators basically voted down any resolution to even commemorate the 50th anniversary of the SNRA.
Yeah, twice during this year's session, Idaho's House of Representatives shot down resolutions commemorating the anniversary. And multiple Republican members of the legislature who spoke during the bill's reading said that they thought that the resolutions that were put forward were celebrating federal management of lands that they thought should be under state control. As Rocky said, it's been an issue for a number of years now. And I think one thing that's important to point out here is that the lands of the SNRA, which are managed by the Forest Service, have been managed by the Forest Service, which is a federal agency, for longer than the SNRA has been in existence. In other words, it wasn't that a massive transfer of state lands were switched under federal control mm-hmm. when the SNRA was formed. Rather, lands that were already Forest Service lands or had other designations were moved into this, basically into a different management plan by the federal government through an act of Congress in 1972.
And Rocky, I mean, as you mentioned, as both you and Ian mentioned, I mean, when we look at the finances of managing the SNRA, I mean, when these legislators say, oh, it's celebrating, you know, the federal government managing the land and it should be back under state control, I would assume then that would mean taxpayers, Idaho taxpayers, would bear a significant financial burden.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all, I think one of the things we do all celebrate this beautiful landscape that we have. And the challenge in protecting and using this landscape is it does cost a lot of money to manage a whole lot of visitors into. And we've got, you know, millions of visitors who come into this area every year. And we have, we still have working, it's still a working landscape. There's still ranchers in there. And we have all of this development that's been taking place. It's getting to cost even more money. And the challenges of managing over the next 50 years are going to be incredible. And we really have to come to terms with how are we going to manage this place we love so much over the next 50 years. And the Andrus Center is going to have a conference next. It's a virtual conference next Tuesday, beginning at 9:45 till 4, with experts and local managers, private landowners, environmentalists, all kinds of people who look at what's happened already and what's going to happen into the future. And you can go to our website to register all the way up through Monday.
And Rocky, what is that website?
It's the Andrus Center for Public Policy website. And it's a Boise State website. I'm sorry, I don't have it right up in front of my face, but I could get it for you in a second.
You know what? We can Google it. That's all right. So just the,
yeah, and you can put it on your website too. So
we will do that. And before we wrap up, Ian, I want to end with you because, you talked with the mayor of Stanley and he's disappointed with the state legislators.
Yeah, I spoke with Mayor Steve Boddy of Stanley, which is a town that serves as basically a hub of recreational activity in the summers there. It gets absolutely mobbed with hikers and fishermen, climbers, river rafters, and other recreationists looking to explore what is really a magnificently beautiful part of Idaho that many call the gem of the state. And he was disappointed, he told me, because he thought that without the SNRA, the area wouldn't have benefited, his town wouldn't have benefited economically and otherwise from the recreation that comes to it every summer and also in the winters as well. And as we've discussed, he said he thinks that while if the lands were under state control, they would be the responsibility just of Idaho taxpayers, because it's Forest Service land and it's federal public land, it's funded by all the people of the United States, and that helps sort of spread out the burden of caring for such an area.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking with us about this today. We've been talking with Rocky Barker, special correspondent for the Idaho Statesman and Andrus Center board member. The Andrus Center will be having a virtual conference next week to talk about the SNRA. We will put their website on our website. We've also been talking with Ian Stevenson, current Idaho Statesman reporter who has been reporting on this. I want to thank everyone for being with us today. Coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters, it is our Friday Reporter Roundtable. We will be here live at noon. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.